Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Alleluia. Everyone. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Alleluia. One more time. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Alleluia. Indeed, Jesus is risen from the dead. And to that we proclaim, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's such a simple tune, isn't it? And very simple words with a relatively simple message. Jesus is risen from the dead. Childlike, really, isn't it? But is it true? Is it really true? As we heard the gospel read a moment ago, the women went to the tomb and they got a message and they went off after the other disciples and they said to the disciples, this is what we've seen, this is what we've been told. And what was the disciples' response? They weren't so sure that it was true. In fact, the gospel tells us, and I love this line, they thought it was an idle tale. Fabricated, made up. Surely these women must have been hearing something. Surely they were seeing something that they didn't really see. But true? Couldn't possibly be true. When we are at funerals, celebrating the gift of life and the gift of faith and hope and promise, gathered at the graveside, the prayer that is prayed, ensure in certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. We commend to Almighty God our brother. We commend to Almighty God our sister. And as we stand at that grave, at that very last moment, are we sure? Are we certain? We sing our alleluias this morning. They're bright and they're full of such joy, accompanied by the organ and the resounding trumpet. We make the bold proclamation, Christ is risen, risen indeed, alleluia. But are we sure? Are we certain? How do we know? C.S. Lewis once said, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see the sun rise, but because by the sun rising, I can see everything else. You see, the resurrection puts everything else in perspective. We see the world differently. We see life differently. We can see death differently too. Because it no longer has the last word. It is no longer the enemy. A parishioner told me this story a couple of weeks ago. There was a woman who was having treatments for her cancer. And eventually she resolved within herself that she was not going to receive any more treatments. She wasn't really getting any better. And her friends and her family who were around her looked at her very perplexed and said, like, why would you do this? You have an option. She said to them, you know, it's a win-win, really. Because either I get some more time to sit on the front porch with my family enjoying another day, or I'll receive the promise of the resurrection from God and all that goes along with that promise. So she replied to her friends and family, there's no way to lose. Oh, to have that kind of a faithful, believing, trusting outlook. But when all is said and done, at that moment, what choice do we have? Despair? or hope? And I'd rather choose hope, trusting in what our faith says is sure and is certain. Through the gift of the empty tomb, the resurrection, Christ who rose from the dead so that death would no more have power over us, so that death would no more lead us to despair. The truth is, we live in a liminal moment. There isn't always a lot of clarity. It's a blurry and fuzzy time. And there's that fine line between the hope of the resurrection and the reality of the moment. And it isn't always easy to walk that line with faith and the trust in what God offers to us. Sometimes reality wins out. We become overwhelmed by what it is that we are experiencing and what it is that we are going through. Yes, we know. Yes, we believe the truth of the gospel. But maybe we don't see it in a moment. Or maybe we don't experience it being lived out there in our midst. This past week, there was another tragic terrorist attack on innocent people in Brussels. For those who were injured, for those who died, for their family and friends who are grieving, for the whole world that groans with grief, despair, and confusion. That is living in the complexity of the moment of now. And that, too, is walking the fine line between reality and hope. And then there was the story of the 2-year-old child missing in Austin, Manitoba. And then yesterday, the confirmation that they had found his body. For those parents and for that family, and for many of us who can't even imagine what it would be like to be in their shoes, where's the hope in that moment? Where is the good news of the resurrection? And we can be closer to home too. A loved one who is sick in the hospital, not knowing if they're going to make it. Going through the breakdown of a relationship, losing a job. And yet even then, we still proclaim this morning that Jesus is risen from the dead. And we don't just want to believe it. We really do believe it. For us, it is certain, and it is true. That's the story of our lives. Day in and day out, in the ordinary moments of our routines, and in the spectacular moments that happen too, many of which are spontaneous, and we could never plan or predict. The Easter message, the story of how life is stronger than death, and how God's love for us is stronger than death too. And in the end, it's the only story that there is. In Easter, we hear these 6 words again and again and again. Jesus is risen from the dead. Some questions to ask yourself and to think about. How will these words change your story, the story of your life? Where in the essence of who you are do you hear the call to new life? To come out of the tomb you've been sealed in. The tomb of fear, the tomb of hopelessness, the tomb of dreams that have been lost or delayed. I wonder, where are you looking for the living among the dead? How will you receive this news that has been handed down from life to life, from heart to heart, from age to age, from generation to generation? And it is now handed to you again today. And how will these words change the world? What does our story still have to say to a world where there is war and hatred and violence? What does the story have to say to a world, to a culture at odds, to a people who are in pain? And how will we be sure through our ministry, whether it's individually in our own lives or collectively in our life together, how will we be sure that they hear the story of hope and faith, that indeed Jesus is risen from the dead? Friends, every time we write our story again, and that happens day after day after day, we say that the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is no less true today than it was on that first Easter day. It is no less miraculous today than it was on that first Easter day. It is no less shocking. It is no less joyful. It is no less important. It is no less life-changing. It is no less meaningful, because it is a certain truth that God has blessed us with and that we are called to share with the world around us. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we proclaim the resurrection this morning, let's feel the joy, the hope. Let's feel that promise that is renewed from God. Let's claim it as our own, that the risen Christ is here in our midst. And let's allow ourselves to be transformed each and every day of our lives, no matter what we may be living with, as we believe, as we proclaim that Jesus is risen from the grave. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And so together we sing, Jesus is risen from the grave. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Alleluia. Jesus is risen from the grave. Jesus is risen from the grave. Jesus is risen from the grave. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Amen.